nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Lathrop.
Present.
Commissioner Longton.
Here.
Commissioner Terry.
Here.
Commissioner Gladue is absent. Commissioner Maselli is absent.
We have three present. That is a quorum. Okay. Item D, alterations to the agenda. Does anyone have any alterations they want to offer to the agenda? Hearing none, moving on to item E, a motion to approve the discussion of minutes of A7, 2025, regular meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any abstentions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Does anyone have any communications to share?
I'll just report one, Mr. Chairman, that the certificate of no tax for the Kingsborough property was signed by Judge McNamara of the East Lyme Probate Court. And I don't know if it's been filed on the land records yet, but that helps us get towards the easement resolution process.
Thank you. Are there any others? Hearing none, moving on to item G. Excuse me. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Are there any remarks from the public? First call. Second call, any remarks from the public? Third and final call, any remarks from the public? Hearing none, moving on to item H, reports from operations. Derek, please.
Superintendent Albertson here, and across the board, we had a great month in April. The two main contaminants, we had 97% to 98% removal efficiencies, so our effluent was of very high quality, also meaning that the recycled water we sent to Rand Whitney was of very good quality. We used less energy, and we generated less solids. We have lined up key staff members for training and testing to advance staff forward. I'd also like to send out a congratulatory or attaboy for the team that responded to a line break for a Kittimog pump station. It was a difficult line break, but the operators responded quickly and efficiently. They coordinated with the emergency repair contractor, and it was over in very rapidly. So congratulations to them.
Any questions for our operations? Hearing none, moving on to item I, report from administrations. Ron?
My report is pretty self-contained. If there's any questions, I'll be more than happy to address them. If anybody's not had an opportunity to look at the report.
Does anyone have any questions?
Biggest thing is tomorrow night. So.
Okay, that's being conducted by the town council, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. All right. Reports from the mayor, item J, who is not present. Moving on to item K from engineers.
Again, Superintendent Albertson here. One of the things, the weather is pointing towards hurricane season that starts on June 1st. There's the potential, even in our collection system, which is considered relatively tight, to have intrusion from surface water and groundwater. So today, the collections operator and our intern went out and did inspections of those areas that have been identified as potentially surcharging due to excess flow caused by rain events, and they did not see a problem. So that's good news, and hopefully we don't get the 3 inches of rain that they say we're going to get.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for engineering? Okay, I would like to just briefly back up to report from administration. And there was a question I wanted to ask Ron. Ron, could you elaborate for the benefit of the others on the commission about the battery potential?
Well, it's still in the exploratory phase, but we had a third-party electrical company come in. They're an ESCO, an electrical services consulting company, come in and look to see if that we have the potential for a battery storage facility, a battery storage option, which will allow us to help with peak shedding demands and going off grid when we have to, that we'd be able to run off the batteries, which could potentially save us money. And also when the fuel cell goes down, would help with mitigating our demand charge. So when our fuel cell goes down, our demand charge just goes crazy. And then we're paying that demand charge for the next month until they read it again. So we still haven't gotten a determination of whether or not we apply for that, qualify for that, but I think it looks pretty good for us. They're doing the engineering on it. They're doing it for free. So we haven't heard yet whether or not that we qualify.
Okay. Would there be a cost to WPCA for the batteries?
No. Nope. No cost to the WPCA. They'll install and maintain it for a period of 10 years.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, definitely. I just want to add, as far as operations go, it represents a potential for power during severe weather. So not only is it a great thing for money savings, but the state of Connecticut would love this because it represents hardening or resiliency associated with severe weather events.
Okay, one additional question is, would the batteries be charged by solar or the power that's being generated by the fuel cell?
It would be off the fuel cell at this point.
Okay. Do you have any questions about the batteries, potential battery? Okay, thank you, Ron.
Sure.
Okay, moving on to item L, old business. We don't have any. We have no new business, item M. And item N, reports from the planning and zoning. I was not at the meeting because I was traveling home from Texas that day. Did anyone else make that meeting?
No, but I can tell you there's potential development on Butler Town Road. I'm not sure if it's B&W or who's doing it up there, but that's going to be septic and private well, so it does not affect us.
Thank you. Moving on to part two, Water Commission. Report from operations.
This is the Superintendent Albertson. I'd like to just very quickly commend the water operators for responding quickly and assisting in the fire. The light iron fire happened this month. Due to their expertise, they were able to keep pressure in the lines and assist the firefighters in getting water to where it was needed. And the volume of water that was used was considerably less. I believe the first fire was over 1 million gallons. Second fire at this location was 1 million gallons. And then this time is only about 40,000 gallons. So good job to everybody.
They're using the recycled water for that, right?
They do capture water at the facility and reuse it.
Do we still have purple hydrants? I haven't noticed it.
Oh, we do have purple hydrants, but that is no longer associated with fire control.
There are no more purple hydrants on Maple Avenue.
They've all been removed.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
Huh.
Those were flushing lines for the reuse line that are no longer needed. We haven't used those in years. Those were all removed. They're in the process of putting those new water lines in.
Oh.
But they do have a draw out of Oxabaxo Brook.
Right.
Oh, and that's what I meant, is they will pull water from the brook, a draft tube, to put out the fire. Then the fire runs down the hill. They collect it again and reuse it for the fire.
The water that was used, the 45 gallons, that's not city water. Oh, it was?
Yep.
Yeah. It's unbillable.
They were hooked up right to the hydrant in front of the pump station across from the Polish Club, which really we want them back one at Jerome Avenue because it surges the pumps on the Maple Avenue station. And in fact, we got the water bill today, the electric bill for that station today, and the demand charge doubled for that station because of the pull from that fire. So our bill went from $800 and something just on demand charge to $1,400 and change, just on demand. because of the fire.
Mm. Any other questions? Report from administration.
Again, tomorrow night is paramount. I mean, the public hearing tomorrow night on the water rates. Hopefully, you guys are all able to come and hear what happens and support the water rate increase that we desperately need to just make ends meet. This is not going to be anything that's really going to build up the coffers. This is basically a break-even proposition water rate increase, and we'll have the consultants here as well. I know Chairman May is also out of town, so Vice Chairman Karen will be running the public hearing. I'm not planning to do the presentation, but I will bring it on a thumb drive. I have 20 copies of the color PowerPoint presentation that I prepared for this.
Have you heard anything on it? Have you heard any?
No. Nope. The only people who called me was Chris Clark from the tribe, and it was really because of my Scrivener's error where I put FY25 and it should have actually started FY26, but it did say that the rate increase would not go into effect till July 1st of 2025, and for their budgeting purposes, they wanted to make sure that it wasn't really like going retroactive for a year. And
but not much negativity anywhere.
And I'm not on Facebook, so if anybody's heard anything different,
I haven't seen anything on it.
I've asked people, and everybody told me the same. So
yeah.
Okay.
It'd be a poorly attended meeting.
From your lips to God's ears, but the important one's going to be the town council meeting where they actually approve it. So,
any further questions? Item C, report from engineers.
This is Superintendent Albertson. I think the administrator answered put forth the comments that I had, particularly about the increase in electricity demand rate when we do have a fire, and the fact that the draw from the municipal system was from the not the appropriate hydrant, but in those emergency situations, people just need water. Again, I want to commend the water operators because this is what they come into, and they have to make it work. So they did a great job.
Questions for the engineering? Hearing none. Moving on to item D for old business. We have none on our list. Item E, new business. We have none for that. Item F, reports from SQUAW. There was no meeting last month to report on. Moving on to section 3, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. First call. Second call, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Third and final call, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Hearing none, moving on to remarks from commission members. Dean.
No comments.
Kevin.
No comments at this time, sir.
And for myself, I'm just glad to be back from Texas. Texas is a good place to be from. Okay. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 6:14.
That's 14 minutes.
There you go.